Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down the Monday Night Football against Detroit.
Appreciate you guys being here, all six of you, and we do. Good week of practice. Excited to play Monday Night Football. Excited to play it at home. Excited to play against such a good football team as the Lions. And we'll be ready to go. What questions do you have?
John, when you go into a game like that, Monday night game, big spotlight game, extra day, all that, like, is there anything that's different message-wise or anything you guys
need to do? Most of the message, Brian, just kind of takes care of itself. I mean, it's really about the football. It's really about being prepared and then really, much of anything, setting your clock because it's a different clock. The week, it's funny, it's only one day, but it seems so much longer to get to the game. Monday's a long day, but you know what? Set your clock for 8:20 on Monday night and be ready to go, and that's what we'll do.
John, given how serious neck injuries can be, with Matavike showing up on the injury report, how's he doing? Oh, is it muscular? Right. Is it structural? Anything you can share?
Right. I really can't share any details on the injury itself, but it's something that they're looking at. You know, he had came up with some symptoms after the game. Nothing specific in the game where we saw it actually happen, but they're dealing with the symptoms and they're testing right now, so he will be ruled out for this game, and they're going to try to get to the bottom of it.
How's it look for Isaiah?
I practiced all week. We'll just have to see where we're at. Yep.
John, knowing without Matabike, what have you seen from someone like Peebles, who's played some the first couple of weeks? Obviously, he's a rookie, but someone you're going to be seeing. Expecting to step up a little bit.
Right, yeah, and you know he's going to need to step up. You know, it's kind of just your point, you know, with Nnamdi being out, those guys are all going to have to step up and pick up the slack. And definitely with Fub, you know, he's got to do that and in the run game and the pass game, whatever he's in there, you know, no drop off at all. And I know he's going to play hard and he's going to get after it. And I got a feeling he'll make a few plays.
Kyle.
Yeah. I appreciate the question. I'm probably going to go stay in the category on all those guys of not give our opponent anything to, you know yet. So. I appreciate the way you asked. That was.
That was well asked.
John, this is kind of an offbeat question. Has anybody contacted you about the flag football stuff? I know they're calling some teams trying to get some players for that Tom Brady led thing. You know, he's lined up some players.
Boy, Tom's busy. Yeah. No, I have not heard from Tom or anybody else regarding that.
I'm just curious. Andrew Voorhees, what have you seen from him that you'd like this year?
I think he's been physical, and he's been he just needs to keep chasing consistency. You know, there's pass protection things. He's had some really good reps, and he's had some reps where he's gotten outside of his center of gravity a little bit. You know, so he's working on those things, and big challenge this week. You know, so he's we need those guys to step up. Our offensive line is really going to be a big part of this game. You know, if we can block them, and they're tough to block, that'd go a long way for us.
Knock on wood, Lamar's been very, very durable the past couple of years, but when you see how many quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks, have already been knocked out of games, you know, this year on IR, just does it make them wary about just kind of the impact there?
Well, I mean, you got to just play the game. You know, I think Lamar, I really do believe Lamar has a great feel for that, you know, just a good feel for that, so I trust him. And but you got to go play the game. You got to go play the game to win the game, and Lamar does a great job of that.
Another random question, but I listened to your Harbaugh Coaching Academy podcast interview with Dan Campbell, and he talked about like glorifying the small things like hustling to the ball, that kind of thing. Did any of that kind of, I mean, obviously you've been a fan of that kind of small stuff before, but did any of that rub off on you with what you wanted to emphasize with the big screen TVs and everything like that?
No, I already knew that stuff. Yeah. You know, it wasn't new, and it's not surprising. You know, it's not surprising that the coach would have that mindset, and I expected it because you watch his teams play. But those are football truths. Those are self-evident truths of football. You know, we talk about a lot, and you see it in their team, and that's a challenge. And we expect to see it in our team too. And I think that's one of the reasons it's such a compelling matchup.
We haven't seen Keaton Mitchell at the end of the season. I know you mentioned what kind of numbers he even knows. Is that sort of just the case on a week-to-week basis with him?
It really is. I mean, he definitely could help us. You'd have to, you got so many backs, you'd be scheming him in for certain plays, but he would help us on special teams. He would help us on offense. We just don't have the spot right now. I guess in some ways that's a good problem to have, but I'd much rather see him out there, and see him active on game day. It would be really what I'd want to see. So we'll see where we go. Rasheen's doing a great job on special teams. He's also a very good running back. He probably that tilts the scale right now. They're both really good kick returners. So, that's a tough one. But it's also in a good way we're healthy. So we like that too. But you also got to remember. I just feel like, I'd love to have him out there in the game Monday night. Love to have him out there the last three games. But when he's out there, we're gonna be excited to have him. He's on our team and he's practicing well. He had a great week of practice. Really looked good. So, that's part of the dilemma with the number. I wouldn't mind letting everybody be active. That's on the 53. If they wanted to do something like that with the rules, that'd be pretty cool too. But that's how it works.
John, being you ruled them out, is it possible maybe it could be an IR situation? You still don't know?
Just can't really comment on it right now. Don't know enough to say. Yeah.
And then last thing for me is Jair. What's been the dialogue with him, back and forth? But he seems to be handling it pretty well, dealing with this nagging.
Yeah, it's been an honest dialogue. It's just a really good conversation. He, myself, and Chuck, and Sam Rosengarten have all been involved in this, along with obviously the trainers. But he's doing great, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. I'll tell you that much. He's practicing. It's coming along really well, and he's chomping at the bit for sure. And I just want to be fair to him, and do the right thing.
Yep.
All right, thanks.